Heading overseas now, President Trump may have pulled back from a military strike on Iran last week, but overnight he imposed another round of sanctions. And today the United Nations Security Council met to discuss the increasingly dangerous situation. The UN ambassadors for France, Germany and the United Kingdom have jointly called for de-escalation and dialogue and warned of the risk of miscalculation and conflict. Rachel Mealy has the latest.
The Security Council is the UN's most powerful body. Today it held a two-hour closed-door meeting to discuss Iran. The Council condemned the recent attacks on oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman, labelling them a serious threat to international peace and security. Kuwait's ambassador to the UN is Mansour Al-Ataibi. He emerged from the meeting urging cool heads on all sides.
The Council members urged concerned parties and all countries in the region to exercise maximum restraint and take measures and actions to reduce escalation and end tension.
France, Germany and the United Kingdom spoke with one voice, warning that the increased tensions risk miscalculation and conflict. Germany's ambassador to the United Nations is Christoph Heusgen.
We call for de-escalation and dialogue with full respect for international rules. We reiterate our strong condemnation of attacks on the tankers in the Gulf of Oman, the acts of sabotage on four vessels off Fujairah, and any threat to the safety of maritime traffic and peace and security in the region. The attacks on tankers contravene international rules on freedom of navigation and maritime transport. They carry environmental risks, and they have the potential to further destabilize an already volatile region.
The three countries reiterated their support for the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, known as the JCPOA.
France, Germany and the United Kingdom stress the commitment to the full implementation of Security Council Resolution 2231 and the preservation of the JCPOA, which we believe contributes to reducing tensions in the region as well as global nuclear non-proliferation.
Jonathan Cohen is the United States acting ambassador to the United Nations. After the meeting, he said the US remains committed to its sanctions program.
Iran must understand that these attacks are unacceptable. It's time for the world to join us in saying so. Our policy remains an economic and diplomatic effort to bring Iran back to the negotiating table. Iran should, as I said 2 weeks ago, meet diplomacy with diplomacy.
Iran isn't a member of the Security Council and its ambassador to the UN wasn't in the meeting. While the Council was in session, Majid Takht-Ravanchi reiterated Iran's position that the UN drone it shot down was flying over Iranian sea. He says the new sanctions announced earlier today by US President Donald Trump are an act of economic war against the Iranian people.
The U.S. decision today to impose more sanctions against Iran is yet another indication of continued U.S. hostility against the Iranian people and their leaders, and that the U.S. has no respect for international law and order, as well as the views of overwhelming majority of the international community.
That's Iran's ambassador to the UN, Majid Ravanchi, ending Rachel Mealy's report.